Of the W.
Brother, it's, you know what, I don't even know. Oh, yeah, it's Friday the 25th. This is the podcast, V of the W. This week has been filled with a lot of different things that have happened, and I think we're going to have to change our format from a daily to probably a weekly or every other day or something like that, man, because, man, I could tell you, brother, I'm tired, man.
I am beat.
Yeah, same here. And I could tell, you know, it's taking a toll on you. You know, this whole transition to your treatment.
Yes.
You know, and so, yeah, unfortunately, I think that's going to be our best route is to hook up, of course, for our Huaravacas, and maybe once more during the week.
Yeah, I think so. But just before we start, again, this is the podcast for Friday the 25th. You could reach us at beatthew.com, where we put stories, comments, and all of that. But we also have our Facebook page at Vaca of the World. You could reach my brother Art at Art the Podcaster on Twitter. And of course, we have kidneyforlewis.com. And yeah, man, it's weird. Tuesday coming up is my first day of dialysis, so I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, they say I should start feeling better. I really do hope it kicks in, man, because this is. Honestly, I've never been this tired in a long time, man. Like even when I was fat, I had more energy than I do now. So
yeah,
it's really, really tasking. Really tasking. By this time, I'm already falling asleep. I fall asleep, and you know, I work a regular job. Even if it's sitting down, it takes a toll on me. So, but other than that, man, we're doing good. We're happy. I think it's appropriate to take a moment to acknowledge that this is Memorial Day weekend, and to all of those who have fallen and have family serving and have served in the past, I'm pretty sure that we're very thankful for their service, the sacrifice, and for everything that they've done for this country.
Absolutely.
So how would you start the Huaravaca, which is our staple story? Huaravaca again is a combination of a good thing, a bad thing. Just it's a word that means a lot of things. Last week, we gave a Huaravaca to the world for the wedding. But for this week, who do you have?
You know, I don't have any, you know, I kind of took the lead the other time. I shocked the world with the Huaravaca being my mom.
Right. How was the reaction to that?
I got a lot of good feedback. You know, I think actually it made a lot of people who feel the same way. Feel like, oh shit, I'm not the only one.
Right.
You know, so it was good. It was overall good, and it was good to get it off my chest.
Right, of course.
So what do you got? What kind of vacas do we got in the world today?
Well, the first one I definitely want to start off with is with a video that I put up on viathew.com, which I sent to your wife in the middle of the morning one day, and I was hoping that she sent it to you. If you go to viathew.com, Vaca of the World, on Facebook, you will see a monkey that, you know, I love animal attacks. I think animal attacks are the funniest shit ever. Just because you know, we've taken them out of their habitat, we forced them to do, you know, labor. we've done so many awful things to them when they fight back, there's a certain retribution and a certain gratification that I get all the time. Were you able to see this video?
I did not see the video, man. But fill me in.
Okay, so it's a video of this monkey. It looks like it's in like Thailand, Malaysia, you know, some Asian country. And people are just walking.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did see this where, you know, just random people are walking down the street. And this fucking monkey comes out of nowhere and just like drop kicks him.
Just goes WWE and just drop kicks the fuck out of him, man.
And there was the one guy who he's like a teenage kid. And he flips he flips the monkey off.
Right, right.
And the monkey like took offense, and immediately like drops his ass.
And not only that, like you could tell that it gets the claws on the feet and just like buries him into the guy's grill and just like pushes him off. So this monkey, like, there's this guy on the first one is this guy riding down like an alleyway on this old beat up like motorcycle, and he's just minding his own business, and the monkey gets pissed off or whatever, he rubs it the wrong way, and the monkey runs at him, takes one bounce and jumps at this guy and knocks him out of the motorcycle. And he just like drop kicks the shit out of him, and the guy's bike just floors the bike. And then, of course, is the one that you were talking about where it was a young kid. And then at the end, there's like an old man. I mean, decrepit old man.
Yeah.
Barely walking down the street. And this monkey just ferociously comes straight at him and just takes this guy out, man.
Man, these monkeys, you know, because we're it looks third world, right?
Right.
Like Malaysia or something like that. So you know, over there, those fucking monkeys, they smoke packs of cigarettes and shit.
Right, right, you're right.
So maybe they, you know, they need a nicotine patch or something.
Yeah. No, they maybe. Maybe they're getting withdrawals, or they're trying to steal people's cigarettes. Who knows, man? He wants to get some Pall Malls. But geez, man, this monkey is just devastating, man. And the thing is, the anger that he strikes with is so funny, man. I just find it hilarious, man.
Wait a minute, you think it's the same monkey every time?
If you look at it, it looks like it's the same damn monkey.
I mean, I didn't think to look and see if it was the same one every single time.
To like me,
that's just his thing. I just figured, because I've always seen like you know, on TV where out in that area, you know, the monkeys just run wild and shit, and they steal people's food, take someone's hat, right. You know, like you know.
the best thing too is this damn monkey. So you're standing up and a monkey would come up, would be probably the size of your son. Okay, it would be probably the size of your son, maybe a little bit heavier, the size of your smallest son. And this monkey is able to drop with like ferociousness, man. So he knows where to hit, like where you're top heavy. He would be a good NFL tackler, man. He just run up to somebody and shit out of him. I mean, it's a strategic hit. That's what I like from this monkey. He has his fundamentals down. He puts the guy down, man. I mean, there's no like funny tackling. It's just a straight out fucking NFL just hit, man. It's just the most hilarious thing. And the thing is that guys who get taken down, they like dislocate like their sixth or seventh vertebrae. It's a perfect hit, man.
I mean, Now you got me curious, man. I'm thinking, is it the same monkey right. with the same MO, or is right. he, you know, or is it, you know, just a gang of them?
Right, right. No. You're right. So for this week, I'll start off by giving a primate a Whatavaca, you know, for doing that. So yeah, man.
You know, though, it's kind of like it looks like it's all done in fun. You know, like he doesn't look like his intention is to hurt anyone. You know, it's like it's like a harsh prank, but it's not really like, you know, because if he wanted to, he could just castrate somebody, you know?
Right. He'd go for the nuts or something. Yeah, you're right.
Or bite their fingers off or something like that. But that's not what he's trying to do. He's in it for the gag.
Right.
And so I give him a Whatavaca.
My second Whatavaca is an equally as funny video. This, I think it took place in Tennessee. I don't know if you watch the NBA playoffs, but I've been watching them and when it's on TNT, there's two shows that they advertise the shit out of. One is that Animal House, Animal whatever. I don't even know the name, but it's like in San Diego, and you know, it's kind of like Breaking Bad and with you know that.
Oh, Animal Kingdom.
Is it Animal Kingdom? Yeah.
I watched that show. It's good.
Animal Kingdom, and then the other one that they show the living shit out of it is Claws.
Yeah, that looks horrible.
Okay, so you know, it has the uncle that got shot in Breaking Bad, but you know they have
the right, hell out of right, it. Right. It is the FBI agent,
right? Hank.
It is Hank is on there, and then the funny black chick from Reno 911.
Right. So this reminded me a little bit about this. It's a video of a woman in Tennessee. This woman got a manicure or a pedicure or something done at a beauty shop, and it seemed like she ran away, right?
Yeah.
And she didn't want to pay for it. Whatever reason it was, she just didn't want to pay for the services. And these Vietnamese people, or you know, these people who work at this beauty shop, stood in front of the car, and they were trying to block the lady in, and they were, you know, trying to make her like pay and get out. And this lady was just adamant and like saying like, no, I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay, you know, F you, whatever. She starts driving off in her car, and this a little Asian woman jumps on the back of her car, and the woman speeds up, and it's like a Hollywood style stunt. And the lady's still holding on to the back. And eventually it's off camera, you know, it's speeding off or whatever. The lady had to let go, and she got really jacked up, man. She got jacked up. The thing about it was, first of all, it's funny, you know, just the whole purpose that you would go to a beauty salon, make a woman, you know, pay for a bunch of shit, you know, do a lot of her work, and then, you know, stiff her on the job. It's funny that she's trying to run away. It's funny that she's doing that. But it reminded me of Terminator 2. Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
And then the T-1000 came running, and then he jumps in the back of the car with the claw. And then Schwarzenegger, you know, shoots him with
the sawed off.
With the sawed off. And then if you remember, there was that little piece of metal that was still moving, right?
Yeah.
And then like for some reason it fell off, and then
no, the kid took it off.
The kid took it off, and then it melted back into the T-1000. So, yeah, right. Man. Overall, man, that was a vicious, vicious, crazy movement right there, man. I couldn't believe how funny that shit was.
Oh, man. I mean, now, you say Vietnamese, right?
Whatever it was, yeah, whatever it was.
Asian.
Yeah.
Almost most certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of funny that you know, we just finished talking about this monkey in Malaysia, you know, because most of these incidents happen in the streets,
right?
And then now we see, yes, you know, we go from primate to.
What a transition. You're right. That's a great transition, man. Shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and I mean, if you were to just put those clips together, like, right, if you just threw that one in with, like, amongst all the monkey clips.
Yeah.
And then you just threw in the lady hanging off the back of the car.
Right.
It would just flow perfectly.
It would be a seamless transition. It would be like, "Oh, that's part of the movie." So in this case, I don't know who you would have to give the whatavaka to, the lady who's running off or the lady who jumped in the back of the car.
I have to put my detective hat on,
right?
And I got to break this down,
right?
The way I broke down the superintendent pooper a few weeks ago.
Yes, let's. I will. All right. I will. You turn into Sherlock. I will be your Watson.
All right. So you know what we've got to get like a good like a little intro music for this segment. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's one of the things that was introduced to the Anchor app just a few days ago, which is music. Oh. So, yeah, chances are we're going to be able to do that.
We got to find a good, you know, anytime I choose to put my detective hat on.
Yes.
We've got to have a good little intro for that.
We'll work that out. In the meantime.
So what would possess this lady, because you got to imagine they get stiffed all the time, right?
Well, I, you know what? By their reaction, I would say no.
I think they do, because you have to take into account what type of clientele you get in that get their nails done. Now, we live in California.
Right.
In California, typically the ladies who go in to get their nails done in these like Korean salons,
right,
are the ghetto, right, the ghetto sort, you know, whether it be Latin or black.
Right. Just a lower class of clientele.
Right, you know, they get the long nails.
Right,
you know, or the Latina chicks get the you know, they'll get like the flashy prints on their nails. Yeah, like the hearts on their nails, or you know, like something like that, right?
To me, and I may be wrong, and it might be a general statement, and it's wrong, and if you're not this person, well, you know, whatever. But to me, a person who would go to a beauty salon to get like manicures and stuff like that usually tend to be people who don't necessarily work.
Well, this is one of those things that's like, there could be the poorest of poor,
right,
that go get their nails done.
Right.
And there can also be the richest of rich that do so as well.
Let me tell
they
you.
They just do it in a little bit better of a, you know, like they're sipping on champagne and eating strawberries, you know.
Well, let me tell you this, okay? I live basically in the boundary of like Los Angeles between Beverly Hills and like shittown Los Angeles.
Right.
I'm like right down smack in the middle. You go three blocks to my left and you're in Beverly Hills. Five blocks to the right, you're in the almost in the middle of the ghetto. Okay.
Right.
And you go, you're correct in what you're saying, that you go to the left on the Beverly Hills side, and you know they have salons and spas and all of that. But the difference is there's like one or two of those all together. You go to the right, there's like six beauty salons, five check cashing places, 10 cash for golds, and some other stuff. So I would have to say, it's more of a status symbol for more of a lower class of clientele than anything else. So,
right, it is. It is. And
there is more stiffing. Maybe there is.
There is more stiffing. I think there's a lot of like, what probably happens a lot is like, they finish getting their nails done. And then they say like, you know what? I'm not happy with them. I'm not paying for this shit. And then they leave, you know?
Right.
So
in this case, I think there's a good deduction, good rationale. And then I would side with you after you've done a good investigative work.
Well, I think what happened this time for to push her over the edge, to run out.
Right.
This person must have got like the really long nails.
Right.
And I mean, the lady must have like, maybe she had some horrible feet that, you know, she had to like really put in work. I mean, she put in work to make sure this lady was like,
right.
You know, she was scrubbing and scraping and moisturizing and all this shit. Yeah. And then the lady said, oh, hell no, I ain't happy with this. And then she said, no, bitch, you're paying me today.
Right. You're going to pay. No matter if you're happy with it or not, you still got something out of it.
And she was probably, you know how the stigma is that the Vietnamese women will be talking amongst each other as you know, like the ones that work there, they're like, you know, speaking about the people they're working for. So I'm sure she had that friend that was antagonizing her, like, bitch, I don't know why you're doing all this work. You know, she's not going to pay you.
Right.
You know, and she's like, nah, I'm going to do a good job. And she's going to pay me. She's going to be so happy.
Good call.
And the friend is like laughing at her, like, you dumb bitch. Like, just give her the norm. Get her the fuck out of here.
Right.
Like, come on, you know. And she's like, no. I'm going to do a good job.
Right.
And she's going to pay me. And not only is she going to pay me, she's going to give me a good tip too.
Right. Which, trust me, by the looks of this lady, because they showed like a 5 seconds clip of her, you know, talking, there was no way in hell you were going to get anything more than $2 from her.
So they showed the lady in question. Okay, well, what nationality was she?
She was black.
I mean, I don't mean, there's a reason why I wear the detective hat.
Right.
I mean, just from the small amount of information you gave me, I was able to
deduce.
I was able to deduce and say, okay, I've narrowed it down to ghetto Latina girl or ghetto black chick.
You know what's fun? What's funny? What's even funnier about this is before when I saw this, story, I showed it over to my best friend. She's black.
Uh-huh.
And I just pasted the story, and like within 0.5 seconds of me pasting the story to her, she texted back like, oh, hell no, I don't even want to look at this. I know it's my people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she knew exactly. She knew exactly. And then when we started laughing and talking about it. I was like, you remember the T-1000? Because I put the T-1000.
Did she remember it?
Oh, yeah. She's we were just laughing like for 20 minutes.
That's pretty cool that she would remember the T-1000 reference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's like one of us. She's like one of us. So she's like the Elaine of she's like an Elaine where she has same sense of humor. She has the same thought process.
So. Nice.
And what's funny is she has the same birthday as I do. So she hates her birthday equally.
She's been screwed all her life as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not like if it's anything. December 24th. Yeah.
So she watches Terminator 2 every birthday.
And she loves The Crown. She's been.
Oh.
She's been.
I'm liking her more and more.
She's been busting my balls on watching The Crown. But yeah, yeah. Chances are I'm gonna try watching one after work today. But.
The thing is, you can't just watch one. You have to. You have to. You got to get into it a little bit because it is a little slow. The build is a little slow, but once it takes off, you're like, oh, okay, all right, here we go.
So let's continue on our case because we're about to end the case. The case I think is almost
well, we cracked it. We cracked the case. I think we cracked this bitch wide open.
Right.
I think we cracked this bitch wide open, and that's it. That's pretty much exactly what happened,
right?
And so,
who gets Whatavaca? Do you get Whatavaca for providing the service, knowing that you're gonna get screwed,
or double Whatavaca? You give a Whatavaca to the black chick who went in, and it's a Whatavaca of disgust. Whatavaca.
Right.
And then for the Vietnamese woman, you give her like a well, there you go, Vaca, because you know, hey, she had had enough, and she took a stand. And for her, I say, what a vaca.
Okay, now the third one that I have, I need to preface again by saying that one of the things that I've loved so far, though tragic, are the animal attacks. Okay.
So, you love that shit, man.
I do. Just because I don't know. There's just something about it that just tickles my funny bone. At the same time, it hits some tragic loss. Now, taking that into consideration, if there was an animal that would kill you,
yes,
how would you die? I mean, which animal would you choose?
Which would I? What type of death would I want by animal?
Yeah, like which animal would you want for an animal to kill you? And I'll give you an example. For me, if you know, one of the things I always kind of thought about, well, when I die, if
yeah,
you take me to Ensenada, like maybe 100 nautical miles from Ensenada,
uh-huh,
and just throw me overboard and just watch like a great white eat me, that would satisfy me. That really would satisfy me. The problem is that then the great white would become a man eater, and then that they only eat man, and then it would probably go and attack some little kid in like Ensenada or whatever, and then they would kill the shark.
Good riddance.
But good. The thing would be, you know, a shark would be like, you know, my way to go.
That would be your way to go, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, that you caught me a little off guard with this one, but I'm right. I am going to give you an answer that okay. I think I think I would like to go with. So, okay. I definitely wouldn't want it to be like a Black Widow or a snake bite or something like that. That's too painful.
Right.
So you kind of gotta eliminate any death by like bite.
Right.
You know, like you don't want to go through all that agony and your fucking blood melting and shit.
Your internal organs melt.
Right. And then probably worse death than that would be like if you were like swallowed by an anaconda, you know, and you're like, you're still alive and you're just like in the belly of the beast, you know.
Right.
But what would be a cool way to go, I would say, would be a test of strength. So, you know, hey, heads up with a silverback.
Right.
And you know, see how things go. I mean, you're going to lose. You know what you're in for, you know.
Right.
You know, right. Hey, it's like on Troy when Hector was going to fight Achilles.
Right.
All you could do was give your best fight, but you know you're not going to beat the god. Right. You're not going to beat the god, right. You know?
Right.
But
right.
A valiant effort, at least. Hey, that's a living testament of your greatness, right?
Right. At least you could say he went and he gave a courageous fight against you know, this adversary.
Yeah, I would say Silverback. I mean, if you fucking whooped a Silverback's ass,
right? You'd be pretty good.
Imagine the feeling, at least,
of punching Caesar in the fucking chin. Like,
yeah, fucking Caesar comes at you with his no, right?
Yeah.
And you at least get one good. You know, if after that it was just a fucking scream, a monkey scream, and you're fucking pounced and split up to smithereens.
Right.
For that millisecond, you feel pretty good about yourself.
Right. You just get a good whack in and you're like, yep, I got it in.
Got it. Now I'm ready. You know, then, you know, you're like fucking the Green Mile, man. Like, all right. Give me my sentence.
Right, yeah. You're like, woohoo!
As he throws you around, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I would say, you know, the glorious route, you know.
Right. That's a good thing. Now, what if I told you you were killed by a pack of something?
No, that's bad. That's bad. You got no shot.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, okay, you think packs. Immediately you think a pack of hyenas.
Right.
A pack of wolves.
Right.
I mean, you're being torn to shreds from... The worst would be piranhas.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what if I told you a pack of Dachshund dogs? Exactly what happened to an Oklahoma woman who was killed by a group of Dachshund dogs. So police in Ardmore, Oklahoma, they're investigating after a woman was mauled to death by a pack of mixed Dachshunds. Tracy, 52, was near her home on May 7th when a pack of seven dogs attacked her. She later died in
I'd say you deserve to die. If a pack of Dachshunds get you.
The dogs were all Dachshund mixes, according to the Ardmore Animal Shelter euthanasia technician Amanda Dinwiddle.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs are believed to be standard Dachshunds and terrier mixes, and one of the dogs was a standard Dachshund Border Collie mix. The dogs range from age 1 to 3 years old. So this kind of gives a little bit of insight. Dwindle told the TV station that the dogs were infested with fleas and ticks, but didn't appear to have any other health issues. Neighbors say dogs running loose in the area are a common occurrence.
Come on. This is fake. This is fake news. This is fake news.
I just don't know how you could get like a killed by like seven wiener dogs, man.
They were tired of watching you eat all those Dodger dogs.
I've seen them bark, I've seen them, but I've never seen one attack, let alone seven in conjunction, man.
That's a horrible death, man, because that's you might as well be eaten by rats. Yeah, that's a horrible way to go. This person had to have been disabled.
Had to have been something, man. Something. I mean, there must have been noise. There must have been something that you could have done against seven little dogs like that. At least take one out.
Take one with you.
Yeah,
you better start biting back.
Man, I mean, geez, there had to have been some sort of a retribution or like a fight back or whatever, man. I mean, and the lady looks pretty. I mean, you know, as normal would go, you know, you would think like, okay, well, to at least have seven of these little dogs take, you know, bite the shit out of you to the point that you're dead, something's wrong.
Hey, you never know, maybe it just one just got her right in the jugular.
Maybe, man, but I mean, yeah, man, I mean, it must have been the perfect hit, man. The perfect hit. So yeah, so in this case, who would you give the what a vodka to? The little Dachshund dogs?
No. The stupid lady. The Dachshunds reverted back to their animalistic nature.
Right.
And the stupid lady should have just stood up.
Man. So to this poor woman in Oklahoma, God rest her soul. But what a vodka. And to end this Watavaka, I am hyped, brother. Hyped. Super, 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 super hyped. I got to tell you. I woke up one of these days last week.
Yeah.
And you were kind enough to send me the new trailer for my favorite rock band's trailer. And that is the Freddie Mercury Queen movie.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
With this kid from the iRobot series, who, trust me, I don't like him. I think he's a good actor. I think he's a great actor, but I don't like him.
There is something about him, right? There's something about his little bug-eyed.
There's something about his eyes that just freaked the shit out of me. I don't know what it is. The kid's a weirdo, but the kid is Freddie Mercury in the flesh, man.
You know, I need to see some outtakes of Sacha Baron Cohen as.
I wish I was able. I mean, did you see the interview I sent you with Sacha?
No.
Okay, so a few years ago, he was with Howard Stern, and Howard was interviewing regarding that. And it was just as soon as he left the project. Part of the problem has always been that Queen thinks that Queen is Queen because of Queen, meaning the group makes up Queen.
Right.
Which is not true.
It was all Freddie.
It was all Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury was the one who did the music. Freddie Mercury was the one who did the stage presence. These guys, man, they didn't have any stage presence. Freddie Mercury was the one who would who was just a badass, man. And I've been so hyped on I mean, one of my, again, his, when I was growing up, Queen's music was like super badass. One of the reasons was because nobody in our church liked it. Okay, so of course, being the black sheep of the whole church, I loved against it. I love the at that point, I didn't know that Freddie Mercury had gone to the quote unquote clone gay look. To me, it was just like a cool look, man. I didn't even know it was gay. It's like, man, I wish I had those little like suspender t-shirts. And I wish I had those little white tight jeans. I wanted to be Freddie Mercury when I was growing up. I didn't know he was gay. I didn't care. He was just a badass. He had a little leather sling thing on his bicep.
Right, right, right. On well, not much of a bicep there. But,
not much of a bicep, but I mean, he still had a little studded little leather strap.
He's got the porn stash.
He had the little porn stash. But the thing was, man, in the era where everybody was wearing clothes that I couldn't afford, meaning like, for instance, like, you know, there were generic shirts and these members only jackets were like, you know, they were like 80, 90 bucks. And there was no way in hell my dad was going to be able to buy that for me or would buy that for me. This guy had a white jeans. And a white tank top.
How yeah, cool. Anyone could get that.
Anybody could get that. And then like you know, a little black leather leather belt. I mean, that was the coolest thing that I could imagine when I was growing up, man. And going back to it, Freddie Mercury was a badass, man, no matter how you felt about him, the music. Everything that was, it was just an amazing show to see. And when he went and he did, I think it was Live Aid, Farm Aid, one of these.
Live Aid.
Dude, it was such a powerful performance. To the fact that after you sent me that, I've seen the Live Aid performance like 5 times because it was so badass, man.
Yeah, I actually watched it as well. And, dude, 70,000 people.
Yeah.
And I read this thing that they totally stole the show, you know?
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes or 25 minutes of just nonstop rock, man.
Yeah, nonstop rock. But they stole the show so much so that right after Elton John ran into their room and was like, oh, my God, you guys just... fucking you guys just stole the whole show.
Right. And the problem with Queen is that these guys think that Queen is still like a good band, which again they are, because just one guy died, right? But they the thing with Sacha Baron Cohen was that he wanted to really go in depth on how crazy Freddie Mercury was.
And, oh, they didn't want that.
And Queen wanted, like they said, okay, well, the way that Sasha put it was that they were like, okay, so when Freddie dies, we want to continue this. That's the first half of the movie. And Sacha Baron Cohen's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because then after that we still continued and with it, but nobody wants to know what the hell happened to Queen after.
No, hell no.
There is no after. There is no after. And you know, one of the things that Sasha was talking about was that he wanted to make a movie where the, you know, Freddie Mercury is known to have dwarves and midgets with cocaine plates on their head, and people would just go up to these and doing blow.
Now that's a party.
And the other members didn't want that. So Sasha was like, dude, you know, what kind of fucking movie is this? And nobody's going to go see a movie where the halfway point is when Freddy dies, and then we have to go into like the other one. So it's going to be weird to see what this iRobot kid does with it. But I was really surprised, and I was really happy that you sent me that, because I've been waiting for that one.
We got to watch that one together,
man. And that has to be watched here in LA, man. It has to be in like a Dolby, you know, like at the ArcLight or somewhere like where it's like really, really good, where we could see that, man. Because the music is just so badass, man. So badass. And all week long, man, after that, you know, I go through phases. I listen to The Killers like nonstop for like 10 days straight. And then after you sent that to me, I was looking over the Queen, you know, concerts, and man, just all the songs that they did were just, I can't believe how many songs this band did, besides Bohemian Rhapsody, that are just beautiful arrangements with beautiful sounds.
Oh, it's just hit after hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, and they're anthems. You know, these are like shit that move like you said, 80,000 people, you know, for a song to move 80,000 people at once. Dude, that must be just crazy. Just crazy. So it's not a What a Vodka. It's just
what a badass,
man. What a badass. I mean, it is What a Vodka, but to this iRobot kid, man, I mean, I saw two of his little excerpts that they showed in the teaser, and he even spoke like a little bit like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I saw the same, and he looked the part. I think he's gonna do a good job.
I can't wait. I hope, you know, it's one of those things that, of course, they're teasers. They show you the best parts of the movie. It's supposed to be good and all of that. I just hope that it's a good enough storyline to support the music, not the other way around. Because a lot of these movies, what they do is they have a great soundtrack, and then the movie sucks, right? The actual medium is the nostalgia of the music and all of that, which is not, you know, the music on its own, you just pop it in and you listen to it. It would be good if this has a good story.
I think it is. I think it is. I think it's gonna knock it out of the park. And but you are correct about this. What's that kid's actor? What's his name?
Who knows, man? iRobot, like, or whatever.
It's like Rami something. Something Rami, like that.
You're right. Rami something. Yeah.
He was King Tut in Night at the Museum.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Not a lot of speaking parts.
Have you seen iRobot?
I haven't, man, and I you know, I'm a big Christian Slater fan.
Right. Yeah, so, that's one of the series that I'm not sure if I really want to see it because of the kid. He kind of freaks the shit out of me, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot of good about it too, but
there's people who swear by it, but I just can't get over that little like freaky guy's like, he's the type of guy that if I had a, like, I would want to see like one of his fan club members, you know, like, cause you know, everybody has a fan club. I would like to see
one of his fan club, like going to the room, that guy would be staring you all the time. He looks like one of those crazy pictures where no matter where you're,
He follows. If you're going up the stairs, his eyes follow you.
Right. Yeah.
Well, his first job was in the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
There's just something about that kid that just freaks the shit out of me.
Well, maybe this movie's going to change our opinion on the guy. Then we're going to watch iRobot and whatever the hell else he's been in.
After you showed me the clip. I saw a lot of the documentaries on Queen, and then I saw a lot of the stuff that he did, when he was introduced as Freddie Mercury, like he signed on, onto the project. He was with Stephen Colbert, and he did like all of his promotionals and stuff.
Uh huh.
And you know, maybe it's an act, but this guy's a weirdo, man. Even in his interviews, he's a weirdo. Like, there's just something about him that I think he would just go, he's in the green room, just with his cock out, just like kind of playing with it, and waiting for somebody to come looking through the door. So, yeah, this guy's a weirdo, and let's hope he does Freddie Mercury a good service and a good.
I think it's going to be good, man. I think it's going to be good.
And that would be the end of our Via the W for this week. Again, we're going to be trying to work something out. I'll call you later
to see what our schedule is going to be like for sure. And then,
chances are we're going to scale back a little bit and then go from there.
Yeah, I think that's the best route for us to go. I'm thinking 2-3 times a week, but and then just go from there.
So until then, again, happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. You could reach us at vfw.com. Go to the webpage, because a lot of these stuff that we talk about is there.
Right.
Walk out the world. Could reach my brother Art the podcaster. KidneyForLewis.com. That's KidneyForLewis.com. KidneyForLewis.com. And with that, we say V
of the W.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.